Now you have here a commutation of vows concerning persons, commutation of vows concerning animals, commutation of vows concerning houses, commutation of vows concerning land, and concerning three things which are the Lord's or which are apart from a vow. Now will you look at these with us for just a few moments here. We have vows now concerning persons and the commutation of them. Verses 1 and 2, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by thy estimation." Now, making a singular vow means to single out something of value, particularly precious to the individual. You remember David responded with disgust to something that had been donated to him. And he said, "Neither will I offer unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing." Now let me say this to you, because I'm no longer a pastor, and I haven't any axe to grind in that particular connection, and I wouldn't have if I were a pastor, but I'd be accused of it if I were. And it's this. My friend, if you're in a church, and you are attempting to offer God on Sunday morning in the offering plate something that's costing you nothing, may I say this to you, God have mercy on you. Somebody says, "You think we ought to give a tenth to the Lord?" No. No, we're not under the tithe system today at all. I do not believe in taking up tithes. I've never even mentioned that in my 30 years of ministry. We don't take up tithes, at least I don't, because God doesn't require it. This is where you give a free will offering. And when you're cheap in it, I can tell you one thing, God's going to be cheap with you. There was a very famous man back in Philadelphia years ago, a captain, and I forget his last name. He'd been a captain in an army, but he was no longer that. He was a very successful businessman. And somebody asked him one day what was the secret of his success. And he said, "Well," he says, "as the Lord shovels it in, I shovel it out. And the more I shovel it out, the more the Lord shovels it in." I think that's the reason some of us are so poor today. That's the reason some of us have such a hard time financially. It's the way that you deal with God. I believe that with all my heart. And he says here, "by thy estimation." It means that which is of current value among the people. It's quite interesting. I had a man back before I resigned as pastor, when the stock market, by the way, first went down. And he brought in some stock and he offered it. And his comment was this. He says, "Now that it's going down, I just well give it to the church." God have mercy on that kind of giving today, friends. They ought to be giving it to the Lord when it's going up. It says that it must be something of value. It's something that costs you something. Now, verse 3, "And thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old, even under 60 years old. Even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver after the shekel of the sanctuary." You see, when a person is dedicated by a vow to God, it does not mean that individual must serve in the tabernacle. It means he could bring this animal and he could offer it, you know, and he could be given a receipt in kind. God says, "I give you credit according to the value of it and the current value of it." That man that gave stock that had gone down, God didn't give it to him at par value. He gave it to him at the value that it was. Somebody says, "You think the Lord really keeps books?" I sure think he does. I think he uses a computer. And that computer has a way of just putting down every little detail. And I think it has you and me pretty well numbered, friends. I think that some of us are over in the stingy section and some of us are over in the generous section. God takes note of these things. We need to recognize that. But this is in the area where we exercise our free will. This is where you and I can actually act as God. We can do the thing of our own free will. We can either promise him or not promising. We can either keep it or not keep it, even after we promise. But if we don't promise it, he doesn't hold us to it. But if we promise it, he'll hold you to it. Now, he goes on, and I'm not going into detail concerning this, but you have here the value that is attached to many things that were chattels, loved ones, these things that you could dedicate to God. And this verse 4 is interesting. It's a female. And this, I think, makes it very clear that this man, Jephthah, didn't offer his daughters a sacrifice. I think that's ridiculous to take that position. This makes it clear that she was given to the Lord in a vow. He made a vow to dedicate her to the Lord. And I'm of the opinion that what actually happened, that she was dedicated to the Lord, to serve the Lord in perpetual virginity, and the daughters of the land observed that after that, in after years. It was a vow that he kept, and he brought the price of a female and offered that to the Lord in the tabernacle. But to say offered her would be contrary to the Mosaic law here, you see. And you remember Hannah brought little Samuel in as a thanksgiving offering to God in payment of her vow. She said, Lord, I told you if you'd give me a son, I'd give him back to you. And she says, here he is, little old 5-year-old boy. He's yours. She kept her vow. May I say to you, it's wonderful. This is an area where you and I can move today and really reveal whether our Christian experience and our testimony is real or not. What have you vowed to God? Have you ever been to Him and presented yourself to Him? Have you ever been to God and presented your children to Him? Have you presented your grandchildren to Him? Have you presented, my friends, your possessions to Him? Well, if you have, and don't misunderstand me, He didn't command you to do it. He just said you could do it. But He says one thing, if you do it, it's mandatory that you make good. Now, He goes into detail here. I'm not going to go into detail. The thing that's interesting to me is that if he brought to the Lord a skinny, little old runny animal, why, the value of it was taken, and he was not given but just the fair and equitable price for it. You see, God's going to judge, we're told, the poor in righteousness. And they're going to get a fair deal someday. So far, they haven't.